talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. You're talking to me about stuff.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. John Lajoie. Oh, this guy's name is John Lajoie. I didn't know. You're talking to me about stuff. A little late tonight, but, 3 minutes late, given that I had a lighting problem in the studio. Not so bad. End of the line, Joel says, is Brett Weinstein a man of his word? Well, he did say to a super chatter, he did say that he would read the revolutionary phenotype. So I guess we will know at some point if he is a man of his word. Whoa. Much demand on my electrical system today. The lighting is going up and down. The AC just turned on. I'm putting a lot of demand on what was a regular bedroom. It's been mounted as a regular bedroom, and I made a studio from it. Let me tell you, all of the electrical plugs are on maximal demand. Real Bass Talk says, why the show so late tonight? Well, there you go. You got your explanation. I had to change lighting that didn't work, electrical issues, and I have these. This is what I use for lighting, LED A21, 1,500 lumens. It's a very good light. There's no reason you would do anything else than this in the domain of streaming, 100 watt equivalent, 5,000K. So you get the bright white color. Yeah, it's the first time that, I think it may be the second time one of them burns. So I had bought a box of four at Walmart. And I don't know, maybe some of them that are in the box now are burnt. Low sound for me. Audio quiet. I see it as maximal here on my side. So what I'm sending is high volume, perhaps. I mean, you may have heard low sound while I was trying to grab my lights, but other than this, if I speak straight in the mic, you should expect maximal sound. Yeah, I didn't know John Lajoie. I think I remember, but I didn't know it was him. So he was a kind of fake rapper.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties.
I like the zoom of the camera onto the Tercel. The Tercel Magnums. all right. Inseminate FD says, Inseminate and listen, this is JF with a brand new edition. Something is holding me tightly, etc. Okay. Today we have a double program. After the regular show, we'll go to our Patreon Subscribestar Hangout. So for those of you who are subscribers to the Subscribestar, check out your links. Right after the regular show, you will see a link to our private conversation. Nicholas Petris says, I think JF would enjoy some of John Lajoie's material, but I've been wrong before. I think I may have known this guy before. There was this guy, there was Natural D. D Natural is back. Yeah, D natural. Like the letter D natural. D natural is back. Ah ouais, en back dans barack. Oh, D natural is back. He was half English, half Quebecois in his rap. That was good stuff. That was, let's actually try to search for it. Maybe it's out there still. D natural is back. That was good stuff.
Introducing the complete.
Oh shit! We have ads. That was good stuff. Barnaby Buto says he went to Cégep with the guy with the clock. This guy right here, you went to Cégep with him. Well, well, well. Nordiques t-shirt. Those were the good days of rap. Here we have another song. People are performing song to express their emotion somehow. Let's have a look.
I'm looking for a
trad wife. Sourdough. Homestead, crunchy, eats meat, butter, wants kids, chickens, tin foil, tallow, content, Jesus.
I'm looking for a
trad wife, sourdough, homestead, crunchy, eats meat, butter, wants kids, chickens, tin foil, tallow, content, Jesus.
Oh my god, this is becoming music review, trad music. We have been discussing about relationships today because I was commenting on this girl who's trying to make the case that, oh, she was abused. Look at the pictures. Fucking story time. We'll need to investigate this girl. But someone was commenting, I was in a relationship with a woman up until February of this year. It lasted almost 2 years and the whole relationship sucked. Same story as most men have, wildly unrealistic expectations by her, double standards, gaslighting, but she would of course accuse me of gaslighting. One morning as she began her drunken texting later than usual, I resolved to go pick her up from that bar and give her a ride home. When I arrived, I noticed a big mouth-shaped hickey on her shoulder. She tried the customary gaslighting by saying that's not where a hickey would be. If I was making out with someone, I said, yes, you're right. That's exactly where it would be if you were being fucked missionary style. And it's no wonder you didn't notice it. I told her to thank the guy for me. I left her there, blocked her on my phone, and haven't seen her since. No idea why I just typed all that out, except it's a bit cathartic. Oh yes, much women are just convincing themselves he's not good enough for me. I'm gonna put the pressure on him until I sculpt to my desire, or I find someone else. That's what happened to this guy. So there is this girl commenting, and she was asking for feedback on her story. So I think that her story is, first, of course, believing woman is an error to begin with. So you never know what part of this is true, what part of this is false. But we're still going to read the story because I think there is enough element to conclude that she wanted to have a high violence relationship, that she participated to it, and that, you know, people don't realize how hard it is to be truly a victim of violence without demanding any of it. If you systematically flee situations because if you are genuinely afraid of a situation, you should be fleeing it. If you go back to a situation voluntarily, you're demanding more of it. So I will not believe any woman that comes to me and says, I've been the victim of abuse, but then you have willfully put yourself in a fight. And this is exactly what she's done. Okay, fucking story time. So she's actually saying this as a kind of debunk of her earlier statement, which is a comment on Andrew Wilson's appearance on the Whatever podcast. So let's have a look at this first.
A lot of women are afraid of men.
Why would they be afraid of men anyway? Most of the domestic violence happens from women to men, not from men to women. In fact, there was a meta-analysis that was done on this.
This is true, and they don't like it. Men are simply not subject to legal protections against physical violence. The whole system is built to victimize women, to criminalize men responding to violence. But the reality is these laws will never be applied to a woman. Have you ever heard of a woman in court because she slapped someone? No. And yet there are millions of such events that have happened. Why is it that a slap is not physical assault? You're not going to get your way out of arguing this. A slap is physical assault. It's a crime. If I slap a woman, in fact, it's a crime. But when a woman slap a man, it's not a crime.
Men are three times more likely to commit a violent crime.
Now, hang on.
Now, these statistics are biased because men are the only people for whom the law is pursued. So if men end up being more likely to commit a violent crime, it's simply because the law applies to them. We don't apply the law onto women. Therefore, the statistics of findings of guilt are irrelevant.
That may be true against other men, but not
in
against
general.
Women. When it comes to women, you're looking at domestic violence stats. It's absolutely not true. The difference in frequency of violence and reported injury between relationships with reciprocal and non-reciprocal intimate partner dynamics. Inside of this, it was discovered that men are just far less likely to report that they were the victims of domestic violence because it's demasculating. However, women are the ones who assault men far more than men assault women.
Okay, a lot of...
Absolutely true by the standard of all the scientific studies that have looked at this. There's basically a dormant abuse of physical abuse of men in our nation. It's not being prosecuted. It's not even being treated as a civil matter in family court. Basically, the state gives a license to women to be physically violent toward men. Now, this creator starts by saying, holy fuck, Andrew Wilson is such an abhorrent scumbag. Underreported abuse is difficult to determine because it's unreported. Women also don't always report abuse. Yeah, but that's invalid because the studies that Andrew Wilson is quoting, I know them, and they look at, all right, we're going to try to detect unreported violence. They do that through survey, they get into families and they ask. So now you don't have the underreporting that's due to the legal system or the intimidation. You get closer to the truth and you realize there's this dormant amount of female abuse of men in America. One major difference here is that men are more likely to inflict injuries and murder you. So we are comparing apples to fucking oranges. But again, that's because of the decriminalization of female murder. If you actually include the abortions, women are more likely to kill too. That's probably what Andrew Wilson could answer given his position on abortion. But overall, even if males were stronger, the fact is that they use their strength less. They use their strength less than women. Yes, we 100% need to be aware that domestic abuse happens to both genders, that women can also be perpetrators of violence, but don't try to use that to downplay domestic violence towards women for a disingenuous gotcha moment. Well, I didn't see Andrew downplay anything here. What I've seen him is wake up people to a reality that they were ignoring on the podcast. Now, she continues with her own story of abuse, which is what I wanted to comment on. She says, okay, fucking story time. So, yes, let's go into the one example of abuse so that we can all be convinced that the stats of Andrew are false. I was out with my ex and his friends drinking at a bar. He tells me he needs to leave me at the bar because his other friend who is at home is suicidal. I say okay and hang out with his friends who are all acting very weird, but I just ignore it and try to have fun. I go home and go to sleep. He crawls into bed at 6 a.m. cuddling up to me, telling me he loves me and that he's going to CVS to get Gatorade so I don't have a hangover. While he's gone, I have this sinking feeling in my stomach and I go through his phone. He told all of his friends to lie to me so that he could go and have sex with another girl. He said he was helping his suicidal friend so he could go cheat on me. I am shaking, completely humiliated. When he walks inside, I slap him across the face. So that's a key thing. You have initiated. Let's grant that everything is true in what she says, okay? Most likely it's not, but suppose that everything she said is true. You have initiated physical violence against a stronger individual because you felt like you had a moral ground because he broke a promise and a contractual arrangement to you. Basically, he harmed you civilly and you harmed him criminally. She says, this was the only time I was physical in the entire relationship, and I was very apologetic and shameful about it. This moment would be his excuse for all the physical violence he inflicted on me for the rest of our relationship because I hit him first. Well, you did. You did. You opened up a new game. Now, the game I'm playing with a girl who is reasonable and not hitting me is a game of, okay, I commit to you, you commit to me. Now, I would never do what this guy has done if he has done so. I would never lie or betray, but he has done so. So you were stuck with a bad guy. Now, it's your job. If you find that this doesn't fit you as a relationship, it's your job to break the relationship. And it's a totally justifiable reason to break up. But it's not a justifiable reason to commit acts of criminality against him. And when you start opening up the beating up between partners, you are opening up a new game. It's a game of self-defense, and she wants to be rough with me, and I have to protect myself. Now, within that game of self-defense, he may hit back. And as far as I'm concerned, you have initiated a violent domestic situation. So you would totally fall within the Andrew Wilson description that you have something to do with the physical violence in your couple. He strangled me to the point of almost killing me. He broke my pinky, which is still crooked to this day. He locked me in bedrooms. He kicked me across the room. Yeah, and I'm going to believe that he did that because you were troublesome, because you've induced trouble in his life. Now, he had broken a promise. He had broken and betrayed you. So all you had to do is leave. If you stay there, that means you were looking for this kind of drama. You were engaging in this kind of drama, causing this kind of drama, and you were pursuing criminal actions against a man who has broken a promise against you. Now, I'm not standing defending the man here. Breaking the circle of trust in your couple is unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. But when I don't forgive, what I do is I leave. If I stay in the relationship, and worse, if I hit the person for breaking that commitment, then I am part of the escalation of violence, like you are, lady. So my question to Paleo Chris Khan is, would you say that the abuse was my fault because I slapped him first? My answer to you is yes, absolutely. You have initiated a bilateral, according to your statements, you have initiated a bilateral relationship of violence. Because either you forgive your boyfriend for the breach, and then you maintain the state of civility in your marriage, or you go out, you leave him. But you can't stay there and say, because you've done something wrong, I will physically slap you in the face. You've initiated a relationship of abuse by being the first abuser. Would you say that I was actually the abuser in the situation and that my slap was equal to the injuries he would end up inflicting on me? That is irrelevant. The measure of the initiation of force is not how much you end up being hurt by the response of self-defense. If you were causing so much trouble in his life that he ended up hurting your neck or hurting your pinky, that is because you two stayed in a relationship that you were not happy in. And you willfully stayed in that relationship and, in fact, added to the violence of it. So, yes, the question of are you the abuser? Yes. Are the injuries equal? Irrelevant. Your injuries could be much bigger than the ones you have inflicted. That's only a sign to me that males are still physically superior to women and that, therefore, it is not in the interest of women to initiate the game of violence. But if you wanted to play that game, you chose to play that game against a stronger player, and he beat you at it. So all in all, this Creatrix TTV, not a very good defender of her point. Archivo Raptuga says, Roasty cells be doing this type of thing all the time as a mechanism of self-defense. You mean what? Posting on Twitter? Yes, we have here a single mom who is on TikTok, and she's posting herself crying. Let's see what it is about. Being a single mom is making your own birthday cake on your birthday so that your babies can feel happy they are singing to you. Someone was asking on Twitter if a woman cry and does not film it for TikTok, is she really crying? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall, watching you stand up? The music is so intense. I almost want to cry. All of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow. I don't know. Did she cause her singlehood? I don't know. I don't know. I looked at her TikTok. I looked at her, the telling of her separation with her husband back in those days. And she's not clear about it. Like, can we know? Did you break up with your husband? Did he break up with you? We'd like to be able to comment. We'd like to know more so that we can counsel. Maybe you were a dedicated wife and your husband was an asshole, in which case I would say to young woman, you have to make sure you don't choose an asshole. And maybe you were the asshole, or maybe you were an abuser. And I don't know. She has a Christian cross on the wrist.
And she seems to have dedicated her life to her children. So maybe she's a good person. But we need to know what led to your separation, because she always talks in loose forms, like, oh yeah, it is so hard to go through a breakup. The problem is, out of all the people, out of all the women who tell me it's hard to go through a breakup, more than half of them have caused the breakup. So they're really crying for their own decision. So be clearer. Real Base Talk says porn stars wear crosses. Yeah, the cross itself is not an automatic symbol that she's a good person, but I know a Christian who's a good person, and so I'm biased here. I want to believe that she was really she was dealt a bad hand, maybe. You know, it has to happen that there are some women who think, I'm going to commit to this guy, and this guy turns out to be an asshole. Cringe Panda sends a super chat. She says, did you ever see that video of the Jewish woman beating up her boyfriend while streaming and driving? He eventually has enough and stops the car and throws her out and drives away. I'll send you the video later if this hasn't been covered. Sure, send me this through DM and I'll be happy to have a look at it. Jewish male are often reporting that their Jewish females are extremely aggressive. There's lots of jokes being done about this. I don't know, because the Jewish woman will not have sex with me. That is one thing I've understood in life. And I'm kind of okay with it. It's kind of a protective thing. I'm like, okay, that is one part of humanity that I will not have sex with, because Jewish women immediately detect something Christian in me, and they reject it with the greatest, like, disgust. I mean, Jewish women really hate me. And I know this from even before being a political speaker. Even before, like, saying anything politically. So it's not about the politics. Of course, the politics makes it 100 times worse. But just my being myself, being a 100% genetic European, creates horror in the mind of the Jewish woman. And yes, it's like garlic to a vampire, really. Somehow they detect my 23andMe and they're like, this guy is as Christian as it gets. Well, Cringe Panda, I'm not a Christian in the belief sense or saving sense, but I am a Christian in the sense of a genetic Christian. I am a true descendant of 100% Christian genetics, and they can't. They smell it. Archivo says they can smell that you are not kosher, bro. Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe it's the food. Maybe I don't eat kosher. I don't know. Tarmo has sent a super chat on Entropy. Thank you so much for you guys' generous support of the show. He says, telling my old friend to randomly, aggressively confront me in public when I'm with my girlfriend. We arrange it so that I come out the winner. She becomes extremely addicted to me, and it makes her wet. How about we turn this into a business? Well, Tarmo, I have no doubt that your girlfriend will be wet that night, but at the same time, I believe that your proposal, your business proposal, is a fundamentally deceptive proposal, and I would not participate to it, and I recommend that you don't do this, because you're going to be with... I mean, lying is not a good idea in general, and lying to your spouse is a very bad idea. You're going to be living with the guilt of having lied. Don't do it. Not worth it. My vagina is broken and no one can fucking help me. I'm in my 20s and 2 years post-op. I'm still getting pain, dilating, and it's just not getting better. I'm literally lying in bed crying while I dilate because I can barely get the fucking purple, which is the smallest one I have, in more than like 4 fucking inches and it feels like my skin is tearing or something. It's horrible. I'm nowhere near being able to have sex and it's making me so miserable. I really thought I'd be living my best life as a girl by now, lol. I just don't know where to turn. I've been given 2 opinions, one of them from my surgeon, and they both said everything looks fine and healthy and just use more lube and relax. I'm using tons of fucking lube and I am relaxing until it becomes painful. Ah! I want to fucking scream. I'm honestly just so close to giving up on ever being able to have sex and have a relationship. Maybe I'm just unfixable, lol. yes, you know, there's lots of bad experiences in this domain, and I'm afraid people are directed toward this without being told. Anything you do medically, it's never perfect. There's always a space of lulls, a space of little surprises of nature. Cringe Panda says, haha, another dude who wanted to be an anime girl and now he's facing reality. Oh yeah, that is so sad. Serial Killer, someone has sent this to me from the CBC. I don't know what it is. A serial killer, Robert Picton, in critical condition after prison assault. Picton was injured at a Quebec institution on Sunday. Police say the assailant is in isolation. Well, okay. Why is this being sent to me? Do you think I'm a Robert Picton fan? Do you? What is this about exactly? But thanks for updating me about Bobby. You know, thanks. We literally cannot afford to live. The normie squeeze continues.
I'm just getting ready for the day, and I thought while I did that, I would discuss my current experience with the cost of living crisis that's happening in Australia at the moment. Obviously, it's like all over the news all the time, and the federal budget just came out, and it's all about the cost of living, you know, issues that working families are facing. And oh my God, I am feeling it so hard. So for background, my partner and I both work. My partner works 6 days a week most of the time, commuting to Sydney from the Central Coast, working like the longest hours in construction. And I work 4 days a week as a commercial lawyer, and we literally have like no money. Like we literally cannot afford to live. Our biggest issue.
This is the normie squeeze. No Bitcoin, you're going to get squeezed.
Issue for sure is that we have.
They're all makeup videos. I think there's something in the social display. I think it's a woman like to display, I don't really care about you, so hear me out. I'm going to speak, but you're so unimportant to me. I'm going to make my makeup at the same time because, hey, I'm a woman. I have so much things to do in the day to just go out that I can't just be speaking to a million persons. Like, I think, and I think this kind of which is the exact that a Jewish woman would do in front of me, it's like, it's kind of cute, it's kind of sexy, that, oh yeah, you are doing it all, lady. I don't know, I think it's the whole Sex and the City, oh my God, how is she doing it all at the same time? Oh my God, you are going to shop for your children and put makeup and you're producing videos at the same time. Wow.
I have a massive mortgage. It's just gone up again with the interest rates. I mean, I am exposing myself, but like I will say, our mortgage is literally over $6,000 a month. I don't know if my partner will get annoyed for me saying that, but it is. It's so expensive. And that's for a standard 3-bedroom house on the Central Coast. Like, I didn't buy some mansion that I couldn't afford. Like, it's literally just how expensive it is to get into the property market these days. And
oh yeah, the real estate is becoming unattainable for anyone who hasn't found a tactic to stay above the above the noise, and Bitcoin is this tactic. Eventually, it's going to be you have Bitcoin or you don't have a home. So Cringe Panda has sent us, oh my God. Oh my God. This video of a Jewish aggression against the Jewish male, and already you see, oh my God, there is a contrast. There is a contrast of looks as she settled down for this man. He's kind of small, but this is what you gotta do in the Jewish community. I mean,
he's so unoriginal and boring. Oh, oh, you're Sarah! Oh my God, yay! Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Sarah, how are you? How are you, Sarah?
What? What? I thought there would be some kind of an escalation. No, she just physically assaulted her male because Sarah is calling.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Okay. Okay, that's the level of crazy that's out there. I'm happy that this has been filmed. Okay, just Sarah is calling. I'm just hitting my husband as part of the course.
How are you, Sarah?
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you great. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Face with tears of joy.
Oh, she's streaming all of this. So it's a stream. So you can super chat more male abuse.
$5. You're no angel, Elisa.
So what's going on?
I'd love to hear from your side what's going on.
So what's going on from my side? I have all your nudes. I'm gonna text them to you so you can see what Bahram Alipour is sending of women.
You play with them
pictures,
like,
and I'm gonna text you what he texted me as well. So I'm just gonna send you like 6 months of texts of your nudes and, you know, different sentences that he.
Sir, I'm sorry about this.
Don't talk. Don't fucking talk.
Oh, what the fuck? She hit her on the nose. She hit him on the nose. And she's... So Sarah may be some kind of... I don't know. Ex of his. There is some tension between her and Sarah. And she has her nudes.
Yes, Sarah. We're really sorry about this. I'm sending him...
Well, you ask, what country is this? It looks like it could be some Australian or UK country where people drive on the right, unless this is a mirrored video.
Your way today. So don't worry. But yeah.
Now this guy is feeling sorry for the behavior of this woman and is trying to apologize for her behavior while getting smashed.
So yeah, he's coming. Don't worry, he's coming home.
She's
just like almost broke my nose. She's gonna get
her. No, you're fine.
Fuck you, cunt.
Now this guy has almost a broken nose. He is red, inflamed on the region where he got hit, and he says, "Fuck you, cunt."
Next time you fucking touch me, I'll fucking dick you. Yeah.
Next time you fucking touch me, I'll fucking something you.
Understand? You understand, cunt? Hey, no, Sarah, hang up.
Well, you know, when you're down to, you have to call her a cunt and say, next time you deck you. Okay, he's gonna deck her. Well, at this point, it's like, okay, maybe the relationship will not work. But you can also, even when a relationship won't work, you can still be creative as to how you will drop the woman. Maybe on the highway, maybe, you know, this guy is at this point where, okay, it's time to say goodbye. Try to find a way to be at the height of what she deserves.
Idiots, she posted your...
She is talking to Sarah. Sarah is the woman who he cheated on her with. Oh my God, so Sarah actually is a mistress of his. Holy shit.
Fucking number in their.
It's fascinating how women will end up fighting. this is what keeps comforting me when I think about all these evil women, is they are playing a game where you ladies are going to end up fighting for this. It's like, okay, you're fighting for this. This guy is basically undistinguishable from someone with Down syndrome. Like genetically, I mean, look at his jaw. This is the bubble of flesh that you are fighting for, because you want this polygamous thing where there's multiple females attracted to the same male. The poor woman who are living in this reality, they will pay the price of what they asked for.
Cancer Discord, and I would just be polite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so Bahram, how do you pronounce it? Do you know? I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, cunt.
So I'm gonna text you your nudes that he sent me, and right. What he wrote about you. He said you're a dumb Mexican that he doesn't like.
Oh,
how he said that I'm a streamer that he doesn't like. So you guys are like, wow.
Right.
Interesting.
Sarah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, touch me and I fucking deck your dumbass bitch.
I'm not rooting for any side here, because she is physically violent, as the statistics indicate. But he seems like a low moral guy who betrayed her. I don't really care what happens. I just want to see fun. I just want to see something fun here.
I'll fucking deck you.
Alisa.
Yes.
As a woman,
the dumb cunt, Sarah, the dumb retard in the middle of a street session.
Can you please delete my number from the chat?
She's a fucking insane person. She's a fucking 50-year-old dumb cunt in the middle of a street dancing.
Yeah, Sarah, I heard you had a kid when you were.
End of the lines says true neutral JF. I'm really neutral. I mean, I don't think that it's fine for females to be criminally physically assaulting anyone for any reason. But at the same time, I don't have sympathy for this guy, because here he is trying to jungle between different women. When you play with women of high value like a streamer, I mean, I don't know who she is, but I guess somehow if she's a streamer, she must be some kind of high desirability woman. I'm sure there are lots of males salivating at her. You don't get engaged in a triangle of love with Sarah. And now Sarah is donating $5. I know what Peppy likes.
You're 16, that's what he told me about you. Yes, and he said you're a dumb Mexican.
I said she's a dumb Mexican.
And he said you keep showing up. And he says you won't stop texting him. But I saw the text. It's the same shit.
Can you answer?
Yeah, what's up?
She's half your age.
But see, if you think that your husband or your boyfriend is not worth it anymore in your life, you kick him out. You kick him out of your car and you keep going with life. You don't have to put him through a struggle session of physical violence.
Delete the number, please.
Pull over, dumb cunt. Pull over, dumb cunt.
I'll stop.
See, this is what's so sad about female violence, is ultimately you don't have the muscles for it. You will eventually, it's just a question of when will the male decide to overpower you. So it's like, don't play this game at all. We have it in us to not be physically violent against you until you are. So don't start it. But there it is now. Now it's like, oh, no, don't do this. Well, you've been doing this for 5 minutes.
Pull over.
Okay, I will.
Pull over, dumb cunt.
No, I'm sorry.
No, call 911, Sarah.
Help. Help, please.
Oh, help. Well, you've put this guy in a situation that he had to defend. And he wasn't asking for help. Now you're the one looking for help because you started a game you couldn't handle.
I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry.
No, I've never seen this video before. So this I've never covered before. I didn't even know these people. Eliza, Zed Scorro, I don't know them.
Hey, please let me go! Ow. No, please, I'm so sorry.
Now, he keeps the threat neutralized. She's trying to look good still for the stream.
Sorry, please let me
oh,
go.
You're sorry, right? Get the fuck
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm getting out, I'm getting out. He's killing me! He's
killing me! He's killing me! No, he's not. Technically, he's just evacuating you from the car.
No! Okay, I'm
Now, he made the error of going back and engaging with the people or whatever. But in any case, he goes back to the car. Well, okay, so is it his car? That's the problem. Because you can't come into my car, my property, and open up a stream against my consent, use my property to shame me publicly. Look, none of these people morally are sound to me. They all have their sins. I can't side with the guy. Ultimately, you cannot betray your streaming woman with Sarah, but at the same time, she cannot initiate criminal violence. And in what seems to be his car, what was it, his car? But he's taking back his property now. There you go. He closes the stream. Okay, so, I mean, thank you for showing me this. I didn't know about this story at all. I'm happy to have seen it. Now we'll be headed toward our Patreon Subscribestar Hangout, a private show tonight. It will start in about 15 minutes from now at 8:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much, Cringe Panda, for the video. Tarno for his super chats. He sent another super chat. He said, that last super chat was a bit of a joke, my friend. Anyway, how much should a woman's body count matter to a man searching a lifelong partner? Look, it's all about what you can score. It's all about, can I get a better woman? And so I don't deny high body count woman, but let me tell you that I've had experience with high body count woman. And they will roll over you and they will move to the next eventually. So generally, statistically, it's a fact of statistics. If she has 99 boyfriends before you, what are the chances that you are the one at which they will stop? Very low. So, of course, lower body count women are higher quality. And it is my experience that they are more loyal, that they are less broken. That and I'm super happy. I'm super happy because my girlfriend currently has a very, very low body count. Unbelievable for a 40-year-old man to have found a woman of this quality. So yes, I know that they are better, but at the same time, you may not be able to score the low body count woman. So basically go by what is presented in front of me, what can I get on the market? And perhaps you'll get lucky and have a low body count woman. But I don't let this be a deal breaker because most of the time as a male, your job is to take what's available. And sometimes what's available is a crazy whore. Much love, and I'll join you back in 15 minutes on our private show. Join the Subscribestar at the $20 level if you want to be part of the conversation. Last comment by Doubting Thomas. Jeff, on the topic of abusive girlfriends, an ex from many years ago who I was stuck in a relationship with, I was having a big argument with her when she suddenly yelled, hit me, The light bulb lit in my head and realized the psychopathy promptly ended the relationship. Whoa, we are at the limit of electrical capabilities here tonight. Yes, there is this weird triangle of woman wanting sex to be rapey, not wanting to be raped, complaining about rape, wanting to be hit, not wanting to be hit, posing as, and also inventing these allegations at times. There is something weird in this weird triangle of victimization in woman's head, and we live in the hell. With the leftist society that we live in right now, we live in the head of a woman. That is why it's so fucked up around you. Join the subscribe star at the $20 level. Much love. See you all in 15 minutes.